Hi, welcome to week two of Gridiron Gurus. I'm Travis Lazarczyk alongside sports editor Bill Stewart from the Kennebec Journal and Morning Sentinel. Bill, we just finished up a pretty interesting week one of the season. What are some of the things that we might have learned or maybe a little surprised by?
Well, I'll tell you what jumps out at me right off the bat is the performance at Coney High with Jordan Roddy and the night that he had.
Right.
If there's anyone out there who's after week one is looking to make an inside track on Player of the Year honors, or for the Kennebec Journal, it would certainly be Roddy, and Heath is in that mix as well. But what, five touchdowns in one game?
Four receiving and one rushing. Right,
that's a pretty good start. That's how you do it.
Yeah, I think we also learned that some of the defending state champions and teams that were good last year or state runner-ups are pretty good again this year. Winslow having an easy time with their game, 59-0 win over Belfast. Oak Hill, defending Class D state champs, three-time defending Class D state champs with a pretty easy win over Marinacook. And then MCI, defending Class D runner-up and two-time LTC champion, go up north to Millinocket and have a pretty easy time with a shutout there.
Sure, and if you look at Oak Hill, all during the preseason, head coach Jason Doucette, it's going to be Lisbon, it's going to be Winthrop-Monmouth, it's going to be Lisbon, it's going to be Winthrop-Monmouth.
Yeah.
We kept hearing that all preseason, and here we are after week one. I mean, I think it's going to be very difficult to just count out a three-time defending state champ. I know they lost a lot of players, but still, it's still a three-time defending state champ.
Talk about Winthrop-Monmouth and Lisbon, they played each other, and Winthrop-Monmouth comes away with a pretty handily won game there down at Lisbon on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and certainly, the Ramblers, return plenty of weapons on both sides of the ball. I mean, they're going to be in this thing throughout the season. It's a big win. I mean, that's a win that you're probably going to look back at, later in the season and go, it's a good thing that we got that one. So they're going to be there at the end, but I also think that Oak Hill will be too.
Exactly. One of the big games coming up this week in the Pine Tree Conference Class B division is Messalonskee at Coney. Both teams are 1-0, coming off nice week one wins. And I spoke with Messalonskee lineman and defensive end Cam Bickford about the challenges that come with facing a great passing team like Coney.
We faced them last year, and they had a pretty good pass game. They beat us by a couple points, so this week during practice we're really focused on their pass game because that's what they're mainly going to run. And, I mean, we both look like pretty solid teams. Whoever puts the effort in is going to win this game.
Completely different styles of offense, aren't they?
Yeah. We're mostly run team, and we'll throw in a couple pass plays here and there, switch it up. But seeing them go mostly pass and have a few run, it can be quite challenging.
Things you guys did well last week that you want to continue to improve on?
We're quick off the ball, really quick, and we got to our assignments. We pretty much need to just watch out for pass this week, make sure we don't get thrown over the top. But offensively, I think we're in pretty good standings, and we blocked well, we ran well. And I think if we can just do what we did last week and do it this week with more effort, more oomph, then we can beat them.
Okay, Bill, this Messalonskee-Coney game has kind of the two extremes in offense in the PTCB. Messalonskee's going to run the wing tee, just pound the ball, pound the ball, pound the ball. They do that very well last week, especially with fullback Austin Pelletier and halfback Colby Dexter accounting for over 200 yards of rushing offense in their win over Gardner. Whereas Coney, they're going to get back there, and with Taylor Heath to Roddy, they're going to sling it.
Yeah, certainly. Those are certainly the big storylines of the game. Of course, this game will probably be ultimately decided on Coney's defense. Can it stop what Messalonskee wants to do? Because, if they're going to be, running the ball left and right, there's nothing that, Roddy and Heath can't do any damage on the sideline, on the offensive side of the ball. So that's going to be an interesting thing to watch.
Yeah, talking to Coach Brad Bishop of Messalonskee, he did say if they can grind out long drives, they can keep that high-powered Coney offense off the field and maybe just slow down the game.
Yeah, no, this should be a good one. I mean, these two teams have staged some pretty epic battles with each other in the last few years. So it'll be curious to see how this one shakes out.
Yeah. Some of the other big games in the PTC, Bill.
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly there's going to be one down in Brunswick here with Lawrence going down to Brunswick. That's going to be a pretty big game. It's a, you know, as Lawrence gets back after a tough loss to Skowhegan, we knew it was going to be a pretty tough stretch to open up this season. It'll probably make them better in the long run. But, you know, this Brunswick team coming off a big 54-20 victory over Hamden, it scored 46 points in the first half alone. I mean, they've got a bunch of kids who can just run the ball. So, but, you know, I mean, Lawrence is one of those teams that, you know, looks a lot better than last season and is probably going to be a factor in the PTCB.
Yeah, I think they kind of turned that corner middle of last season when they started out 0-4 and then won four straight games to make the playoffs. Saw them last week against Skowhegan, and they ran the ball very well. Ran for over 300 yards in the first half. Skowhegan tightened up on defense a little bit in the second half, but Lawrence is a team that should continue to improve and be right there in the hunt for a playoff spot.
Sure, and staying in the PTCB, Gardner, Skowhegan. You know, another thing we learned after week one is that it's probably going to be another difficult year for Gardner. Right. Couple weeks from now, it gets Nokomis on the schedule, and that could be a big game for both in terms of trying to get that elusive victory. But Skowhegan getting past Lawrence in week one now has a relatively favorable schedule coming up here with Gardner, Nokomis, and then Brewer. So this is a team that could be 4-0 heading into a showdown with Brunswick.
Yeah, they don't want to look ahead past Gardner and Nokomis, but then that Brewer-Brunswick game, those were the top three teams in the league last year, and they look to be among the top teams again this year, so that's going to be a tough stretch for Skowhegan in a month, but they have to get to that first.
Sure, and of course Gardner, I mean, not to be overlooked, a trio of sophomores in the backfield led by Cam Michaud. I mean, I think 111 yards, two touchdowns in the opener last week, so there's certainly some bright spots there, and this is a team that, is certainly trending in the right direction.
Yeah. Going up to the LTC, which is Class D North, defending champion MCI, making their home opener this weekend against a strong Bucksport team. Bucksport kind of took a step back last year and didn't make the playoffs, but kind of signaled that they're back in the LTC hunt with a big week one win over Washington Academy last week.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that, went to the state championship game last season. It lost a lot of players, but, it returns quite a bit. And I think they answered a lot of questions after week one. Certainly, this is still a team that's going to be a factor in the conference and is probably going to be there at the end.
Yeah, new quarterback at MCI, Josh Bucher, threw four touchdown passes. Have a great running game with Willie Moss, Eli Bussell, and Adam Bertrand back from an ankle injury that he missed half of last season with. So, as long as the brand-new line at MCI continues to improve, the Huskies will be in the mix.
Yeah, held up after week one, so
yes.
we'll see what happens here.
Okay, that's it for us this week on Gridiron Gurus. Enjoy whatever games you get out to, and we will see you next time.